Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're so happy that you're on board with us and that you're part of our Conscious Talk family. And Rob and I wanted to talk about kindness a little bit because the world, as you know, appears to be spinning out of control. And I just want all of you to understand something. There's great purpose in what is going on. And how we play our parts is that we don't go into that spin. To the best of our ability, we stay kind to ourselves and to each other.
We know that you often hear us talk about wellness. And this is a very important part of wellness. We always talk about wholeness, being spiritual, caring for ourselves emotionally as well as physically. And this is a time that's so important for all of us, for our communities, for our families, for all of us as individuals. We've always said having a spiritual rudder was the most important part of wellness in our lives. And we've been discovering that this summer.
I hope that you understand that when we talk about wholeness and wellness and spiritual, we are spirit beings in these body temples. That's what we are. And our greatest responsibility and gift to ourselves and each other is to stay above the fray, the very best that you can. Otherwise, when you sink down into the mire and begin to judge and criticize everything and everybody, you become part of the problem and you contribute to that energy.
There's always been the old concept that we've heard over the years to be the change you want to see in the world. And at this time, this is the most important thing. Let's see the world we want to see. This is a great opportunity for change. We know that what we've been doing isn't working. So hold the vision.
Absolutely. Hold it in your hearts and in your minds and use kindness as your rudder. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So you might have heard that we exist in an interconnected holographic multi-universe. What does that really mean for us? Well, we'll have a chat with Cynthia Sue Larson, author of Quantum Jumps, an extraordinary science of happiness and prosperity. She believes that we are much more in care of our reality than we think, and we plan to ask her how. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. As always, that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is a very busy person, and that is Cynthia Sue Larson. We're going to be talking about her book, Quantum Jumped, which is an extraordinary science of happiness and prosperity. But Cynthia Sue Larson is a best-selling author of several books, including Quantum Jumps, Reality Shifts, and High Energy Money. Cynthia has a degree in physics from UC Berkeley, an MBA degree, a doctor of divinity, and a second degree black belt. So, as I say, she's busy. She's the founder of Reality Shifters, president of the International Mandela Effect Conference, and managing director of Foundations of Mind, and creator and host of Living the Quantum Dream. which Brenda, I believe, was actually a guest on, so you'll hear about that later. But she has been featured in numerous shows, including Gaia, the History Channel, Coast to Coast, etc. We have her here to talk about quantum jumps. Cynthia, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you, Rob, and thank you, Brenda. It's such a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, we really love having you, Cynthia, and you truly are a very busy woman. But here's the beauty of the busyness that you're engaged in, and you're engaged in what we believe is why we're all here, and that is to make a difference in our own lives and the lives of others. And you wrote this wonderful book called Quantum Jumps, and it's an extraordinary science of happiness and prosperity. So I have to ask, what do you mean quantum jumps, and what does that have to do with happiness and prosperity?
Good questions. Well, it's a physical term from physics, but don't let that make your eyes go blurry.
Yeah.
The quantum jumps, basically, what physicists agree with is that classically a quantum jump is a moment when a quantum particle makes a leap. It sort of vanishes from one place and appears in another, usually because of an exchange of energy. Is classically meant by quantum jump. What I mean is that we are all quantum beings, and yes, I know that may sound heretical or a little bit too bleeding edge, but we've got now a majority of physicists that agree that you and I and everyone and everything exists in a superposition of states. Literally, we exist in multiple possible realities, and this is now the majority opinion of most of the physicists that attend conferences and so forth that are working toward a theory of everything. So it's not as woo-woo as it probably used to sound. So that's what it means, quantum jump. And how does it tie in with happiness? Obviously, when we make better choices and understand how reality and consciousness and who we really are, then we have the ability to experience an improved sort of dance through life. It may not always be what we thought it was going to be, but instead of tripping and stumbling, we can turn it into dance moves as we go.
Yeah. One of the things that I would say about happiness, something that we've been discussing for years now, is that this all ties, understanding who we are is also the answer to what's our purpose? What are we doing here? And we have a lot more to do with it than we thought in the past. So kind of in general, in the beginning of your book, when you kind of welcome us to the quantum age, your summation of the advantage to being there as opposed to in the informational age is that focusing our attention consistently in areas we'd like to experience enhances our already positive, results. In other words, what we've been, maybe you can explain that. I mean, this gives us a different place to be, but we have to first understand the possibilities.
And is it different from the law of attraction?
Yeah, well, to start with what you're saying, Rob, I'll start there and then I'll move it along to the law of attraction. Yeah, I think one easy way that we can all relate to staying positive is if you were small and maybe your mom or your dad noticed that if you fell down and got a scrape or a cut on your knees and you came to get the boo-boo kissed better, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny now, but when we're kids, we know that little bit of love, that little bit of attention, that's sort of mostly what we need when we hit those bumps in life. And sometimes we forget about that when we get older. We take things so seriously, and we forget the joy of being just in that moment and really going with that flow, recognizing that everything can happen in that moment when you feel grounded, when you feel loved. That's really the key to it, because then you're in perfect place to experience the miracles of quantum jumps. And then just to answer what you're saying, Brenda, that's a great question. How is it different from the law of attraction? I think it kind of is, mostly from the stance that the law of attraction, just the words in the name of that, makes it sound like like I am my body and I'm a thing and I'm in locked in one reality and I'm attracting a reality to me. If so, if people get that subconscious feeling, that's a little different than the quantum jumps, which are quantum jumps are recognizing that you are consciousness and you literally can jump out of a body that was sick. And most of us have done this. We just notice, I can't get sick today. I have to be well. I have to get better. And just in that moment of knowing I need to get better, somehow you can almost feel like the flu is going away, the fever is vanishing. Often that's true. Not always, but often. Just enough so that you get a feeling for it. And so there's a little bit of a difference there. But otherwise, there's a big similarity. You might notice what's the similar thing. Law of Attraction emphasizes high vibration, being in an attitude of gratitude, feeling love. And I also experience the best quantum jumps when I'm feeling reverence, joy, ecstasy, love, thankfulness, gratitude, all those high vibratory frequencies.
Yeah, I can hear everybody's minds going to maybe spontaneous remission might be a strategy, because you really do have something to do with it. And that's why we talk about consciousness.
Well, and I'm going to just relate this back to something that we share with our clients all the time. And I learned a lot about going through the cancer experiences I had was that my resistance to the disease, and feeling victimized on any level seemed to hold it in place. But once I made peace with it, accepted this is right where I'm at, and realized that I could do something about that in a positive direction, it all shifted for me. Is that sort of what the quantum jump means?
Yes. Oh, I love that analogy. And I really am so touched and moved by your story. And if people have all read your book, and if they haven't, I need to write a review for it and get the word out there, because I'm such a big fan of that. Yes, that's The Gift of Cancer we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes, in Quantum Jumps, I do describe basically a three-step process. First, letting go. And you can definitely say that's very similar to acceptance, going to neutral, feeling mm-hmm. that everything's just is what it is. And that's mm-hmm. a saying that's popular with young people these days. It is what it is. Yeah, let go. Go into what I would call a daydream state of mind is optimal that I've experienced. Because from that place of just daydreaming, being like a kid again, like a child again, just not worried about whatever's happening, really just accepting, so here we are. Mm-hmm. And the second step would be, once you're really in that neutral, accepting place, that's very important. Because people may want to just jump to the next step, but this first step might take a while.
Right.
That's what I love about your book. It's so beautiful at describing. This step can take a while. No problem. It just is what it is. But when we finally get to that place of accepting things just are what they are, and maybe everything is for the best somehow, it may be hard to see how that could possibly be. But from there, it's then possible to be energized, to start feeling that you are surrounded with lots of options and possibilities, mm-hmm. that they're all around. Mm-hmm. And then the third step is acting as if you're already in one of those others. All mm-hmm. you need is that little boost of energy. And mm-hmm. in my experience, that energy might feel like when your mother or your grandmother kissed your boo-boo better. Mm. You just felt like someone cares, and
yes.
then suddenly you feel better. That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
And you might think, I need more than that if I'm going to have the money I need by tomorrow. But it's all the same thing. It's whether
yes.
it's money
yes.
or disease. You know how that works.
Yes, exactly. Well, hang on, folks, because we have a lot more to come with Cynthia Sue Larson. We are talking about her book, Quantum Jumps, and we'll be back after these advertisements.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacin, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacin medical device.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Get inspired every hour, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and once again, so many of you are back in your cars. You're going back to offices, and we're so glad to have you back on the car radio. Drive time has been our thing. It's going to be, well, 20 years in just a few days, you know, 20 years on the air here in Seattle, and we're very proud of that. You can check up on some of our recent guests from the last few years, rehear those shows. They're in our archives, or just pop the name of the guest into our search engine. You'll find their page, how to connect with them, and rehear the show as many times as you want. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And to add to that, we'd like to say thank you to all of you who have been part of our Conscious Talk family over the years. Without you and our advertisers, this show would not be possible. So we bless you all and thank you all very much. So we are here today with Cynthia Sue Larson. The book is Quantum Jumps, an Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. And in the final minutes of the last segment, Cynthia, We had asked you a question about the three, you had mentioned the three steps in quantum jumping to really help you jump into a state that you really want to be in. In other words, changing a diseased state to maybe a healthy state. And I think there might be some of our listeners, if not a lot of them out there, going, well, that sounds good and, you know, great, Cynthia, but you're not the one sitting with fourth stage cancer, or you're not the one facing bankruptcy, et cetera, and they're filled with fear. So what do you say to that, to those people that are filled with fear?
Right. Well, I do publish a monthly newsletter that's been running since the 1990s, so it's about going on its 22nd year or something like that. And every month, I would say, please sign up to receive Reality Shifters. It's Reality Shifters News, and it's through realityshifters.com. The reason I suggest it is because then you'll get in your mailbox, your email, every month you'll get these reminders of basically firsthand reports of people experiencing all kinds of what I would call miracles, reality shifts, quantum jumps, this sort of thing. And the reason that helps, the reason it matters, it's just like going, I think in the days when people would go to church and they would hear miracles, I think there's a real value in hearing a firsthand report of a spontaneous remission from someone who's actually experienced it, who has attained that place of calmness, of neutrality, of acceptance, and then received, basically, I would call it a miracle flat out when it's something like going from fourth stage cancer to gone. And I've seen that happen for so many people, including my grandmother, who was a woman of great faith, and she just wished for the courage to face whatever came next when her doctors told her right before Thanksgiving and Christmas, you have 3 months to live. And she thought, good heavens, I won't even make it to Valentine's Day. But she didn't tell us because she didn't want to depress us. But then after Christmas, she told us and told her friends and her community. And, of course, everybody loves her so much. She was a wonderful woman. Long story short, in her case, it doesn't always happen this way, but she really was in acceptance, and she had a lot of faith. And she received a lot of energy and love. Yes, you know where I'm going. She actually had a 100% remission, and they had tissue samples, x-rays, everything, you name it, blood tests. Everything showed she had inoperable liver cancer. She was in her 90s. There was no way they could give her chemo or operate. That's a flat-out miracle. Now, that was a woman who could totally accept where she was. She had the highest level of faith I've ever seen anyone ever have. So that's a remarkable situation. But just hearing that that can happen for one person, I hope that that gives people a sense that this is real, what we're talking about.
I think that people realize there have been certain points in their lives, sometimes they're small, where something shifted and they may not know exactly where it came from, but they felt within them that there was something different. And, you know, I often talk about being online, and, you know, that's when we're at our happiness, when we are being who we really are. And, you know, I had this experience in a number of times in my life. It took me a while to figure it out. I had one falling off a cliff on a mountain where all of a sudden I found myself saved on a tiny ledge. And it felt like somebody grabbed me and pulled me in. And I always thought of it as a, you know, a guide experience, a spiritual experience of some other helping me. After reading your book, I thought, wow, okay, there's your quantum jump for you. But also I had the same experience with cancer in my 20s. Inoperable, non-treatable, see you later kind of cancer. And the one thing I remembered all of the years back, you know, thinking back to that, was some moment in time where I got it after coming home from the doctors and saying, somehow I created this and I can uncreate it. I always thought it was a naive thought, but something deep within me told me there was something real there. And sure enough, here I am, you know, almost, you know, 45 years later. So here's the question about all of that. We are brought up in kind of a binary logic that this stuff doesn't make sense, Cynthia. And do you think that's what's getting in our way and that's what's starting to shift?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing this up. It's one of my favorite topics, the whole idea of quantum. What is quantum logic? How is that different from our black and white, true, false world? Well, it's very different. I see quantum logic as being natural logic, which we see in nature, mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. instead of true, false, and that's all there is, in nature, as is often seen in Eastern logic, where they talk about fourfold logic, they would say there is a category not just of true and false, but there's also true and false, and not true, not false. And those are the biggest two categories. You could call it gray zones, gray areas. Mm-hmm. In quantum logic, I think that's a great starting point to look at it from the Eastern perspective, and then recognize it's actually possible in lots of cases for two of us to have totally different subjective memories. As if this comes up anytime you ask friends and family, remember something that happened decades earlier. If you ask about enough experiences, I'm sure you're going to come across one that's completely different. And we tend to assume that we all remember things the same way. We also assume that if we remember them differently, that would be attributable to some glitch in somebody's memory, usually the other person. We assume, like, I think I've got this right. They must be confused. Quantum logic takes us to a place, it's possible that in someone's past, they might remember that they broke their leg, and you remember that they never broke their leg, for example. Mm-hmm. So it's a very strange place. I'm just going to put that out there, because if people are new to the idea, this can sound downright crazy, unless they're familiar with something called the Mandela effect, in which case they might have that aha moment, like, oh, you're talking about the past suddenly being different, and some of us are noticing big changes. Yes. So quantum logic is taking us to a place of awareness that maybe there is no such thing as objective reality. Mm. Maybe all that exists are each of our own subjective truths. Mm-hmm. And the only person, or being, rather, that could ever possibly have the objective reality would be from the viewpoint of God, if you believe in God. And everybody else can never basically have that viewpoint. Yeah. So it's a very interesting point of view. This also has some reproducible scientific experiments backing it up that have been coming out in the last couple of years. So it's a very, very interesting area.
Yeah, I know for myself this has happened many times, but I'm sure it happens for everyone, hopefully. I'm not the only one. When you wake up in the morning, I go, huh, is this the same place I went to sleep? That sometimes it just feels like a different world.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I get those all the time, pretty much daily. Like big one so far today, I was just going to reorder a supplement that I get regularly. I buy them in a 5-pack. I could find no record that I've ever done that, and all of my buying history shows I just buy one bottle at a time. Yeah. I know that's not true.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is funny. So I'm going to make a comment here, and we can address it because we're going to run to a break here in a moment, but I want to make a comment. If I'm going to put this in a little bit different language, that might help some of our listeners. I think it helps me to understand it better. The binary logic that you're talking about to me really is parallel to our belief system, that we get our logic from our beliefs. And our beliefs really are what, you know, we have subconscious beliefs we may not even be aware of, but we are maybe aware of some conscious beliefs. And they truly do run our lives when we're stuck on those beliefs, maybe not aware of them in the subconscious, but when we are, we're determined to stick with them no matter what. So when we come back, I'd like you to comment on that if you would. That just makes it a little easier for me to understand what binary logic really is. We are here today talking to Cynthia Sue Larson. Her book is Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. Her website is realityshifters.com. That's realityshifters.com. We'll be back right after these messages.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio. That lifts you up. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. I hope that you're getting the information that you need and want, that you're inspired by these conversations, and that the tools that are offered, you take them to heart and use them, because when you do, That's all that it takes. Practice, practice, practice is what we tell our clients all the time. Just use the tools and practice with them. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Cynthia Sue Larson. See, I got ahead of myself. We're talking about her book, Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. Her website is realityshifters.com, and I remind you, she has Reality Shifters News, which you can sign up for on that site and get her monthly newsletter.
So, Cynthia, I brought up beliefs as what maybe you were referring to as a binary logic, and also what you were talking about when we're in that place of quantum jump. We've already done that, let's say. What I feel we're in is our natural state, and I think you mentioned that. We're not living in our natural state on this planet. Would you agree?
Yes, when we're in binary logic, we think of things in terms of I'm right, you're wrong, this is
right, truth,
that's false, this is guilty, not. That's very black and white, very divided, very. Mm-hmm. It's very artificial, and we can tell, I think, intuitively, you can just get a feeling that that doesn't feel like nature. That's not the way nature is operating. I think we know that implicitly. And we see that, as I describe in my book, Quantum Jumps, I go into some examples from nature showing how photosynthesis is a quantum process. It looks like our senses, all of our sense perceptions are very quantum, like the sense of smell, for example. We can basically pick up one molecule of fragrance in a room. And that's kind of against all odds. How can I smell that one molecule of fragrance? But time and time again, that's what happens in experiments. And the attribution for it would be that something called a quantum random walk is occurring, where if you're sniffing and actively trying to sense, is there a fragrance here? And you can smell that one molecule. And also, the way it moves through our body, I'm not going to go into all the science of it, but basically, these are all quantum processes. So this is important for us to recognize. Nature is intrinsically quantum. It happens, it's quantum at every level. It's not just at the tiny realm of the very, very small, the quantum particles, the electrons and photons, but all of us are operating according to quantum logic. When we let that idea start sinking into our beliefs, as you mentioned it before the break, that does influence our ability to recognize binary logic is the subset. It's not the bigger set. The universal set would be quantum logic. That's the bigger view of things. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly how many scientists who are working on the theory of everything are recognizing that the quantum logic needs to be kept working, operating at all levels, even at the cosmic levels of the universe itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, here's something to connect a couple of dots, and you're talking about how we pick up that one molecule and how it moves through our body, et cetera. We recognize certain things. There is a quantum connection there also, because it will also stimulate memories of a totally different, you know, I mean, we connect it with other experiences, so that may be something. But also it reminds me of homeopathics. Mm-hmm. The smaller, the stronger.
Yeah.
It starts to make sense when you look at our multi-universe this way, as opposed to the binary one that we've been sitting in.
And is this where we're headed in this shift, so-called shift we're in? We're actually waking up to this and realizing we are so much more, and there is so much more than we thought or believed?
That's what it looks like to me, yes, absolutely. Because it starts sometimes like you're missing a sock and you don't know where you put your keys and things are moving around without you moving them. And then it moves into an area of recognizing, wow, I can keep positive. I can ask a question like, how good can today get? Mm-hmm. And you can actually experience that. And you can ask that. I love that question. How good can it get?
Yes.
No
yeah.
matter
how
what
good can it get?
Might be.
Yeah.
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 Well,
we
love that. I love your laugh, Cynthia.
Yeah,
I love that laugh of yours.
Yeah, we've often mentioned to people that they get to live a word if they want.
Yeah.
For the day, or, you know, multiple words.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what this That's why we're talking about quantum jumps. And the book is Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. It's by Cynthia Sue Larson, and her website is realityshifters.com. And don't forget to sign up for Reality Shifters News. But we'll be back for more with Cynthia right after these messages.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. And today we're making a difference. This is in a very big way. And we really want you to open up to this. There's a wonderful book called Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. It's by Cynthia Sue Larson, our special guest today. And I think you will start to recognize a lot of pieces of your life. A lot of things will start to pull together and make sense if you will read this book. Mm-hmm. And Cynthia, we understand a little bit of quantum theory. I mean, I know this idea of quantum has been ubiquitous, we could use a few more of your everyday examples of what a quantum jump is, because, you know, when we think quantum in basic English, it's like just means, you know, a large leap. But this is even more.
Yes, this would be something akin to any moment where there's some uncertainty and you can play with it. Like if you're waiting on hold on the phone and someone's checking to give you an answer, maybe it's at your bank or at a store or whatever, and your mind is wandering and it's kind of wandering into different possible realms, this is a great opportunity to just send lots of love to whoever it is you're talking to, even if you're on hold. That's perfect if you're on hold. Then you can just take some deep breaths, get into that mm-hmm. accepting state of mind. Mm-hmm. Like whatever happens is fine. It's like no big deal. And just keep breathing with it and relaxing, and then just move into love. And this is basically the key. And if you don't even know what to wish for, just think, how good can it get? Hold that vibe, send that love, and I promise you'll start seeing some real life results in your own lives. And that's worth it just for that. But some of the results I've heard from are people who've recovered from injuries, illnesses, of course, and also they've seen money, including myself. If I need money, I've had it just show up in my bank account. I've got an MBA degree. I've worked at Citibank as a project manager on the fast track to vice president. So I know how to do forensic accounting. So I would go in and investigate, okay, this was exactly the amount that I was saying out loud that I needed to take if I was going to take a vacation. Now it's here. When did that show up? It must be a bank error. No, there was no bank error. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter how far back I went. It suddenly had always been there. Mm-hmm. So if you're open-minded, this is very important about the beliefs, and thank you for bringing that up, because when we think of the beliefs that we have, what a difference that makes. If we're limiting ourselves by thinking that there's no way that could happen, there's no way the past could change, that's a huge limitation. I would like listeners today to be open to the idea, what if the past can change? Maybe that could allow for all kinds of positive changes in our lives.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
What I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
Right. It makes sense, Cynthia, from the point of view that everything is happening now. Past, present, future is all right now. I mean, in this moment, in this precious, holy moment, it's all happening now. When you really grasp that and delight in that, you can change the past and the future to now, yes. Which is really where it is. Does that make sense?
It does for me, absolutely. And then, yeah. then it starts being like living in a waking dream, which is,
yes.
can be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you keep asking how good it can get, that's what I would recommend. Use that as your bumper guides for bumper bowling so you don't roll your ball out of the
Yeah, we have operated on the premise that we're always taken care of.
Yeah.
And so what we need tends to show up. When we need it.
Uh-huh.
And that has happened.
Always.
Always. And it's not about being greedy or any of those things. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to be greedy, go for it. But, I don't know. But we're always, people wonder, what is it with you guys? What is it with that property? What is it with, people that have no idea that we operate this way? They feel it. And I don't know whether, that's our... Well, I mean, we have lots of explanations, but it's just kind of a knowing.
Yeah, it's just being in it and just, like you said, accepting it.
Yeah, and so that old phrase of being the change that you wish to see in the world, this is tied to quantum jumps from my point of view.
Yes, and it really does start feeling like we're living in this multiverse of possibilities that are right there, side-by-side adjacent realities, and... It's getting back into that childlike sense of wonder where imagination can be a guide, and it's not make-believe, it's real. And that makes it so much fun when you can get to that place of enjoying that experience.
Well, and this really defines, if you will, Cynthia, the part that we are co-creating with the God of all of us, the all, if you will. We're God presence co-creating with the all. We like to describe it as the ocean is God, the creator of all, and we are the waves or the drops in the ocean, if you will. So we're part of it in that co-creation place. Does that make sense?
Well, and there's a quantum hint, wave and particle.
Yeah,
right?
Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's up to us to remember that sometimes we'll see things that scare us. You asked earlier about what to say to people that are feeling great fear. And I think sometimes we are meant to face those things and go through them, just recognizing that we can, that there is something much bigger than each of us that we are part of. And that, like you're pointing out right there, that we can have faith in that and have confidence that we're fine. And sometimes just looking back at our history that we're here, we're alive, we're breathing. It's a good day.
Yes, it's a good day.
Yeah.
We had a guest on one time, and he's a lovely soul who had a near-death experience. And when he showed up on the other side, he was standing in front of Jesus. And so Jesus took him on a magical carpet ride, if you will, and he found himself walking on water with Jesus, and then all of a sudden he realized he was, and he dropped into the ocean. And when he did, a shark was coming right at him. And he then in that moment realized that you know, if he was afraid of this, it was going to eat him. But if he trusted that that really was just an apparition or a feeling that he was having and just be with it, immediately he popped back up on the surface of the water and there was no shark. This is kind of what you're talking about.
And this is how I live. And I know there are skeptics that will hear a story like that, and I love that story, but they're going to hear it and think, okay, but I know so many times that then we hear the report in the newspaper, the man was eaten by the shark.
Right.
But keep in mind, we live in subjective realities. So you're going to see all kinds of things. We can fixate on the garbage and the gutter and all that, the shadows. I would recommend don't do that, but instead focus on gratitude, love, connections, how we care about one another, all of our relations, that's our plants and animals and our families and future generations, past generations, all of nature. When we do that and recognize that it doesn't matter what someone else's story might be, we can always keep asking how good can it get. We can be aiming in that positive direction. Mm-hmm. And together with enough of us doing this, we literally are changing the world. And I know there are pockets of exceptions. But remember, those are subjective realities. There can be side-by-side. It's quantum logic. They can both be true. One person's experience can say, I was there. Something different happened. We're seeing that right now in laboratory experiments. The two trusted observers are same place, same time, seeing different things. That's okay. Let's keep asking how good can it get.
Yes.
Let's be with
I love
those
that.
Who are unafraid. Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I remember from the 70s when I was in college and a physics professor explaining how a particle could be in two places at once. And I've always been very curious about that. And one of the things you say in your book, which I hope everyone will embrace, I'm paraphrasing, but that you can delight in uncertainty, thrive in entanglement, and flourish with an awareness of many possibilities, because it's your possibilities we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, the book is Quantum Jumps. It's an extraordinary science of happiness and prosperity by Cynthia Sue Larson. Folks, check out her website at realityshifters.com and sign up for Reality Shifters News.
And Cynthia, just thank you so much for, you know, being a guest with us today. You're just a delight. And I know our listening audience gets it, and we just so appreciate you and love you for what you're putting out there. So thank you so much. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day, and don't forget what Cynthia says, how good can it get? And we'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.